Tonight's City Council reorganizational meeting. As is customary, we're going to start with the pledge to the flag before we rise. Tonight, we have our Junior Girl Scout Troop 8747 joining us this evening. I believe they know one of the council members, and we will have them start us off with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Scouts. Tonight, I welcome Father Andrew Geringer, priest from Holy Infancy Church, to lead us in our invocation. Let us pray. Lord God, at this Christmas time, we acknowledge, as the scripture says, God is love. And your infinite love moved you to come among us so that we could know you and respond to your love for us. As we invoke your holy name, Jesus, over this meeting, we thank you for being so close, so near to all of us and to each of us. We ask you in this meeting for your grace to get caught up in your special love for this Christmas city, so that we allow you to do everything through us and for us, according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll this evening.
Ms. Crimson Smith.
Present.
Dr. Enix.
Present.
Ms. Quiatide.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Present.
Dr. Van Wert.
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
And Mr. Colon.
Present. Thank you, Mr. Miller. We may be aware we have a little turnover going on tonight here at City Council, so we do have a few citations recognizing those who have served the city, not only on council, but also our outgoing treasurer. So I'll start with a citation for Dr. Wandalyn Enix. Whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served during the past 2 years by a councilwoman who has fulfilled her role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem city government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor. And whereas this individual served as a member of city council from 2022 through 2023. And whereas this councilwoman served as a chairperson of the Finance Committee, as a member of the Public Safety Committee, and the Public Works Committee. And whereas she attended many city council meetings, sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to resident requests, embraced the challenges and the responsibilities as a member of council, and is devoted to the City of Bethlehem and its residents. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that Dr. Wandalyn Enix be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of City Council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city for her government service as a member of City Council, and be it further resolved that the members of Council wish Wandalyn a fulfilling, healthy, and happy life after she leaves the service of Bethlehem City Council. Thank you.
Words here.
Well, this is for you.
Okay, thank you. It's been a very interesting 24 months. I've made a lot of friends. I've learned a lot. And Bethlehem residents should be confident, very confident in their leadership. However, Bethlehem residents, you need to come to City Council at least once or twice a year. And you need, if you can't, you can Zoom in, because we can tell, you know, how many are watching by if you're Zooming in and watching on television at home. And City Council, you need to know and keep your strength. You are co-equals, co-equals with the administration. So I want you to understand your strength. And that's all I really needed to say this evening. This is how the system works. Co-equals in government. And remember that. Thank you very much.
We also have a citation here for Dr. Paige Van Wert. Whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served during the past 6 years by a councilwoman who has fulfilled her role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem City government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor. And whereas this individual served as a member of City Council from 2018 through 2023, and whereas this councilwoman served as chairperson of the Community Development Committee, the Public Works Committee, and as a member of the Finance Committee and the Human Resources and Environment Committee, and whereas she attended innumerable City Council meetings, proposed and sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to resident requests, embraced the challenges and the responsibilities as a member of City Council, and is devoted to the City of Bethlehem and its residents. Now therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that Dr. Paige Van Wert be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of City Council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city for her government service as a member of Council. And be it further resolved that the members of Council wish Paige a fulfilling, healthy, and happy life after she leaves the service of Bethlehem City Council.
I didn't really prepare anything to say. I just wanted to say that serving the citizens in the city has been one of the best experiences of my life. I grew personally, and I hope that I did a good job, and thank you to the citizens for letting me do this. Thanks.
And our last citation this evening, recognizing our outgoing city treasurer, Kaya Farber, who I'll ask to come forward after I read the citation. Whereas the residents of the City of Bethlehem have been served by the dedicated, diligent, and talented treasurer for more than 30 years. And whereas Kaya Farber, who was first elected in 1991 and re-elected several times before choosing to retire after completing her final term in 2023, has, during the course of her tenure, provided the utmost and reliable and outstanding service to the residents of the City of Bethlehem. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that Kaya Farber be extended the gratitude of the City of Bethlehem, which has benefited from her more than three decades of service and the special contributions she has made to ensure accuracy and integrity in serving the residents of Bethlehem. Be it further resolved, now that Kaya is retired, she can relax and enjoy all that life has to offer her. And be it further resolved that Kaya be extended every good wish for a long and satisfying retirement. Thank you.
To say is thank you very much.
So now we're on to the approval of minutes, the approval of the minutes for the December 19, 2023 council meeting. Any comment on the minutes? Seeing none, we will move on to public comment. We'll start, as is custom, with any subject not being voted on this evening. There is a 5-minute time limit for all the speakers, a YouTube reminder for anyone who is following along at home. If you want to watch live, you can scroll ahead to the live portion of the meeting. Now, tonight is a very atypical meeting as we have essentially two meetings going on. So let me just make sure if there was anyone signed up to speak for the first meeting. And then as is custom, I'll go around the room and open it up to anyone who wanted to. Okay, so I think there was a mix-up, but I am going to just go through the sheet. I think I identified where the mix-up was. So this is for, again, the first council meeting, anything that we're not voting on this evening. Our first person signed up is Mr. Zettelmoyer. Do you want to address council now, Mr. Zettelmoyer?
Jeffrey R. Zettelmoyer, 1304 East 6th Street in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I appear in front of you this evening to let you and the administration know that there is a time bomb ticking in Bethlehem Township. It's called a 795,000 square foot building, which is being proposed where the current Perkins resides. All of that water from that building will be coming down at us in waves. We've spent considerable monies, both federal, state, and even local monies, to do the historic renovations of buildings which I hold near and dear to my heart, and they could be 4 or 5 feet underwater if all of these warehouses keep proliferating upstream from us. Although you have no role in this because it's in Bethlehem Township, I would wholeheartedly suggest that you send letters to your elected state and federal people regarding this, as well as make comments to the Department of Environmental Protection, which is now reviewing the plans for those type of warehouses. And I know there will be more. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Zettelmoyer. Our next person signed up was Ms. Sally Will Weber.
West Elizabeth Avenue. You know me today, believe it or not, I'm not here to talk about my water issues. I will be here next council meeting to speak about those. I'm here tonight to support Grace Cressy Smith for president for the board for the fall next year. She has always been there for us as constituents. She's the only council person present or past who has 100% responded to any question I had, even if it was very trivial. She's gone to bat for us. She tried to help us with our water issue to no avail. When our corner was replaced, it was a disaster. She went to bat for us for that. We also had some issues with snow removal. Again, she went to bat for us. She's an upstanding councilwoman. She has the leadership qualities needed to be president of council. She asks the hard questions and pertinent questions many people don't want to hear, but the constituents like to hear the answers to, and I, for one, appreciate that she does that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt.
Our next speaker who had signed up was Ms. Mary Jo McCool.
Mary Jo McCool, 449 Grandview Boulevard. In the past, I have spoken about issues enormously important to myself and others on this side of the room. Tonight, I wish to express my heartfelt wishes to everyone here tonight, especially those in positions on the other than everyday citizens. I first want to express my sincere thanks to those leaving this body and those coming aboard. With this being the start of a new year, I hope everyone gave thought to New Year's resolutions. I hope those in attendance tasked with representing the residents of Bethlehem will consider the following. I hope everyone will come to the table with an open and free-thinking mind, ready to truly listen to those of us making public comments. Not merely hearing the words said. Listening is different from hearing. During my years teaching, I told my students, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth. You should listen twice as much as you speak. Please do your own due diligence and research independently into each concern brought before you. Look to outside resources for solutions to citizen issues brought before you. Please do not be a puppet for someone's own agenda. Do not go along with the crowd. Your vote should not be a rubber stamp. Fair and open discussion is severely lacking in government at all levels. Second, I hope this body responds to each person's concern by bringing it to the table and placing the ideas or problems on the agenda and finding a fair, reasonable, and satisfactory solution to residents' concerns, not merely giving them lip service. Residents should not have to come before this body with the same concerns only to receive a thank you and then ignored. We matter. Another resolution I would like this body to consider, and I have made it one of my own, is humility. This body is in a position of great responsibility to move our city forward. Moving forward must include solutions to simple problems as well as difficult ones. A resident, regardless of whether they are a full-time or part-time resident, deserves a parking spot in front of their own home. The council needs to create an oversight department to investigate resident concerns. All residents deserve treatment that is respectful and dignified, just as you do. After all, we are tax-paying citizens and deserve a resolution to our concerns. Condescending attitudes have no place in this room. I have been on the receiving end of such behavior, and it is not pleasant, and it left an extremely bad taste in my mouth. Check all egos at the door. Someone who was a part of this body, whom I truly have an enormous amount of respect, thanked me dozens of times for raising the issues I did and encouraged me to do so. Lastly, after the last meeting, I made a request to Mr. Colon for periodic town hall meetings where there could be more open discussions with an exchange of ideas. He informed me that there was one 2 or 3 months back at the Borderline restaurant. His tone and demeanor towards me were not pleasant. In talking with neighbors, no one knew anything about it. I viewed prior meetings and the city's website to find notification about and found absolutely no mention of it. I wonder if there could be a creation of an email list for dissemination of such information. The city's website leaves much to be desired. I have given copies of 2 emails I have received. One with respect to a $1.1 million grant from the state for improvements to 2 water and sewer projects. It was announced on December 19th by Senator Lisa Bascola's office. Was this in the budget prior to the 8% increase? The second email came from Representative Jeannie McNeil's office. It relates to a $12 million local share funds in 2022. Per Senator Bascola's office, I as a taxpayer am requesting a detailed expenditure report for this $12 million. I am hereby requesting such a report. I look forward to receiving the said report. I hope I do not have to make multiple requests. I do want to thank the city for the additional storm drain and repair of the broken pipe near my home. I hope you will consider these suggestions. Thank you for allowing me to speak. And I have time to spare.
Thank you, Ms. McCool. Our next speaker signed up is Arthur Caratola.
Hi, I'm Marty Caratola, 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, aka J. Creek Cat, creator, performing artist, and peace activist with Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace. I'd like to make a proposal for many of the people that can't be here tonight that are handicapped, and that we can see something being done with the city council in our city of Bethlehem, which is an example to many, many, many cities, because, well, this is the thing that's really a clincher. Handicapped people, pregnant women, even, for that matter, they go to a restroom's out of order. It's in order for their people, their personnel. If that woman has to go to the restroom, she needs to go. If somebody has a physical problem, they need to use a restroom, they might make it available. If they can't make it available, their restaurant needs to be closed down until a restroom is available. Please think about making that ordinance. stick in the city of Bethlehem so we can be an example to other cities as well. You drive in Philadelphia. Well, I did. I went to two places. They said, oh, restroom only for customers. Okay, I said, here's my credit card. When I come out, I'll order something. No, you must order now. I had to go to the restroom now. But the thing is, don't. I had to order before anything. So I went to another one. By that time, I got the same situation. I went ahead driving. I made a right on Olga and so on off of Broad. Oh, I made an illegal turn. It's been 2 years. I haven't paid that fine. They're not bugging me anymore. I said, I'm not paying it. That's it. I said, hey, the thing is, people, if they have a situation where they have to use a restroom for some reason, like, okay, yeah, you're driving for 2 hours. And if you don't even have a problem with your prostate or bladder or something like that, you may need a restroom by the time you get to Philadelphia from Bethlehem. Especially if you're stuck in rush traffic and stuff like that, rush hour traffic. We need to be an example for the thing is with the restroom situation. Actually, I make a proposal also that it would be within one block. You have to have a restroom available in the city of Bethlehem. Every block has to have one. We're 2024 now, not 1924. Black tie restaurants, suits and tie type things, sports bars, they have dress codes. No hoodies, no colors. Bikers can't wear their colors and stuff of that nature. You know, like, hey, the thing is, if they're gonna have things like that, they should pay more to the city. People should be permitted to use their restrooms. They could put a 5-minute limit. I mean, like, hey, even me being 100% disabled American veteran, I could do what I got to do, be out of there in 5 minutes. You're not out in 5 minutes. You know, if you overdo it and you're doing it constantly in the same, you know, okay, that could be an issue. But the restrooms should be available to people to be able to use those restrooms in every city in the United States. We're not no third world country. That's, you know, we don't, I mean, even the third world countries, I think they're more considerate. The thing is to be considerate towards the handicapped and the elderly, the senior citizens, and the pregnant women. They need their restrooms. We need to make them available. If they're not available, put a porta potty outside of their fancy grade A restaurant. You know, no, the thing is, those restrooms need to be available to the people. That's my proposal, that you would do something about that. If you have an upscale restaurant and it has to be a suit and tie to go ahead into the thing to even use the restroom, okay, they should pay a little bit more money to the city to have that upscale restaurant, because they're getting paid big prices for their food that they're serving and their drinks. They should pay more to the city. That's another issue. But anyway, I hope you all have a healthy, prosperous new year. And think about your loved ones that are handicapped, pregnant, or whatever the situation may be, to get those restrooms happening for the people. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mr. Caratola. So we do have another list that's meant for the second council meeting, but looking at the topics, I believe this would be the more appropriate time to address council. So I'm going to turn to Mr. Mark Will Weber.
Thanks for catching that. Yeah, I signed up for the wrong list. So. 66 West Elizabeth Avenue. I just want to give an update on our water and sewer advocate group, the direct. We're now over 150 people pushing on, and hopefully this time next year we'll have an even greater number. Well, year goes by fast. This time last year, I was getting ready to do a major hike in New Zealand with my wife. And we had saved up for this trip for a while. It was a big thing on our list. Got pushed back a year because of COVID. Finally got to do it. And I didn't come here to give you a travelogue on New Zealand, but it's a great place if you ever get there. But you know, looking back on it, great memories until we got home and got our water bill for $54,000, 54,000 gallons of water while I was hiking in New Zealand. It's quite a trick, and you can do that from far away. So we're still pursuing those kinds of things. We want those mega bills to get a second pair of eyes, especially these ones, and we've found at least half a dozen now. People go on vacation, they get home, they have a major bill. I was gone for 5 weeks, so I expected my quarter to be maybe down a third of what it normally was. Instead, it was double what I used the entire year. And it's just not right. And we're going to keep calling people on it. And I think the good thing with the drip is we've been able to feature some of these other people, like the young woman that was in here last month, Abiella Solterio. And same thing with her. She's in England giving her wedding vows, and she gets back, and the water and sewer says, hey, you used 48,000 gallons of water while you were gone. Again, that's quite a trick if you can do that. So we want to bring visibility to that. She said to me, I didn't even know I could speak before council. So her situation, hopefully the city's doing something about it, because you're talking about a middle school teacher, you're talking about a woman that's on the Moravian Edgeboro Church Board. So she's not a aging curmudgeon, jaded like myself, who is expendable. This is a woman in her mid-20s, maybe late 20s, very dynamic. Someone I'd love to see on council when her plate gets clear 30 years from now. So she's very poised up here. She was able to put her simmering anger on the back burner, which I haven't been able to do when I'm here. All right, but those are exactly the situations we want to draw attention to, and we'll continue to do in 2024 until you know, we get something done. We've been politely asking council to form some kind of subcommittee to take a look at those mega bills that come out of nowhere. And I want you to think too, it's not just the money. Like, I've already paid my money, and I wouldn't even take it back right now. I think I'm out $500 or $600 after I paid the plumbers and the water boiler guy to tell me that what I already knew, that I didn't have a major problem. But you know, if the city was to send me $500 or $600, I would rip it into tiny pieces and send half of it to the mayor and half of it to Mr. Bosco in a small envelope, because I don't want it back. But going forward, I want some justice for people like this young lady that was in here. And we're going to keep after that. It's beyond the money. It leaves you with this really bad feeling. You know, it just leaves you feeling that I just wonder if the money is really worth it for the city, because the amount of animosity and mistrust that you leave behind, I think, far offsets whatever revenues are brought in on this, what I consider looks and smells to me like a side hustle. Okay? Doesn't look good for the city. So, you know, think about that. It's not just about the money. It's about the will that you're leaving behind in the city, because nobody's going to trust them. I had to make myself go vote in November. I thought, what am I voting for? And only the one candidate for school board kind of made me get out there and vote. But I'm thinking, I'll never vote for mayor in this city again. It's a waste of time. Council, I still have hope for you. So going forward, let's look what we can do. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker signed up, Pam Briotti.
Hello, I'm Pam Brighty, 315 Liberty Street in Bethlehem, and I'm here tonight to talk about someone I have known for 35 years, and that's Grace Cramsey Smith. I know no one who has more integrity or compassion than she does, and I'm here tonight just to tell you those qualities matter to a lot of people. And you're thinking about counsel and who you want to represent you. I think you want integrity, someone that's going to make those hard decisions and not let people make her feel cornered or badly about how she handles those things. Compassion, another important component that we teach kids in kindergarten that you need your whole life. It's a life skill. And she has that as well. And again, doesn't that make up most of us? We're just mostly ordinary people, and we need somebody looking out for us. So I really would like you to think tonight, when you decide on your president and your vice president, those qualities, and think about, aren't those the things we want the Council of Bethlehem to represent? Thank you.
Thank you. Apologies, because I mispronounced your name.
That's okay.
Our next person signed up is Cheryl Baker.
Cheryl Baker. I live at 1504 North New Street. I am here also in support of my friend Grace Cramsey Smith, and also to give a shout out to Michael Colon as well. The two of you have led council very ably. In addition to coming here to council tonight, I just want to say that I work in Representative Samuelson's office, and although we are a state office, we get a lot of calls about things that are happening in the city. I have always found that both Michael and Grace have been excellent resources. They always get back to me when I have an issue. Grace is a neighbor and a friend, and I know that she has done an excellent job. She does lead with integrity, so does Michael. Both of them have incredible follow-through skills. They both care deeply about what they do. I would love to see them continue in leadership. Grace, I would love to see you either as vice president or president. Michael, same thing. If you would like to stay as president, I'd be happy to have you stay as well. But I think the two of you have done an excellent job in leadership, and I would love to see it continue. And I just want to thank you both and all of City Council for everything that you do for the residents of Bethlehem. Thank you.
Thank you. So that exhausts everyone who had signed up, so I will go around the room from left to center to right. This would be for anything that is not on the agenda. So as you heard from some of the speakers, this would be the appropriate time to give comment if you wanted to about when council is going to vote for president, vice president later, because the next public comment won't be until after that process takes place. So I will start to the left. I'll start down in the front, and then Mr. Haynes after.
Good evening, all. My name is Angela Mitchell. I live at 430 Cherokee Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I first want to thank Councilmember Leon. I want to thank Basil for coming out. And I want to thank Anna Smith from Community Action Center of Lehigh Valley. And I want to thank Kay for attending our first community meeting in December. And at the meeting, it was determined that the two things that people were concerned about is the traffic in our area and the trash. So I want to talk about the traffic real quick. On December 27, 23, there was another accident on Delaware Avenue, 3rd Street, and Cherokee Street. Today, around 6 o'clock, there was another accident. So I am wondering, what is it going to take to get a stop sign here or traffic speed thing? Because there is too many accidents that are happening on that corner, as well as Cherokee and Dakota, and Cherokee and 4th Street. And I'm really concerned because there is gonna be a fatal accident. And I don't wanna see that happen. So we need to do something about it. We don't need to wait until next year in spring to do something about it. Because I've been coming in here very often to talk about the same problem. The other thing that I want to say is I'm really appalled at the decision in regards to the bed and breakfast. I met with Paige last week, and I was told that in order for me to open back up my bed and breakfast, that I would have to go in front of the zoning board and pay $500. And I think it should be grandfathered in. So, and then I'm concerned about, I've been going back and forth between zoning department and housing department. And no one's given me valid information. So now that I got the information, I think something else needs to be changed. I shouldn't have to go back in front of the board, zoning board, and pay $500 to do an appeal. And the other thing that I'm concerned about is the taxes. I want to see that the property taxes, that the people would benefit that live in the city of Bethlehem, that things will get done. The trash will get picked up. The leaves will get picked up. I want to see that a lot of the money that we're going to pay into our property taxes be used for the community in which we live. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mitchell. Mr. Haynes?
Hi, good evening. Bruce Haynes, 63 West Church Street. I'm here to thank Paige and Wandlin for your great service. Sorry to see both of you go. Over the years, both of you have asked the tough questions. You've acted as the check and balance the council should be. I'm proud of you for doing that, and I think, you know, you don't represent just an arm of the administration. You've demonstrated that you're willing to stand up and ask the tough questions and sometimes and vote not necessarily the way everybody wants you to vote. So I really appreciate your service. Sorry to see both of you go. And I also want to echo about Michael and Grace, that everybody was talking about, that both of you have done a great job. Grace reaches out probably more than anybody when asked, and I really appreciate that. And Michael, you've over the years done so as well. I really encourage you to keep the roles that you have or switch the roles, because I think the two of you represent a nice balance on council and also represent that check and balance that we're looking for. So thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Is there anyone else on the left who wants to make a comment? Mr. Antalis?
Stephen Antalik, 77 Ridge. Unfortunately, my printer decided to die, so my notes are not here. But fortunately, I have my notebook, which will help me. But I wish to segue from Councilwoman Enix's comments. What she said was actually a veiled message. Things are not well in Bethlehem. And she implied that, but didn't say why. But the people behind me come to city council meetings like some of us do, they'll understand why. So some of you complained about lack of attention. That's very, very true. Also, at December 5th meeting, I presented the citizen's opinion of counsel. Unfortunately, they did not appear in the minutes of the December 15th meeting. I didn't attend the meeting on the 15th because I had problems with COVID. So this being the next meeting, I would like to get the results into the record because the people need to know what the citizens think of city council. So I'm going to repeat my comments so that they're new and hopefully they'll get into the public record, which they should be. Councilwoman Leon was rated 3.2. Good, the highest. Councilwoman Enix was rated 3.1. G, good. Grace Cranston Smith was voted 2.6. Fair. Michael Cohn voted 2.3. Fair. Paige Van Worth was voted 1. Just below fair. Kara Wilhelm was voted 0.9, which is F. And Hillary Kriyantek was voted 0.7, which is also F. And these are people who come to city council meetings and whose interest is the welfare of the community. And many of us are outspoken because we're concerned about the welfare. But unfortunately, people in council react subjectively to these comments. And I'll tell you why. Bear with me. Watch my time because I'll go through the trap door. Please don't let the loudest voices in this room win. This is what a city council person said as advice to other council members. Who are the loudest voices? Those are the people who are concerned and give constructive criticism. So the fact is, when you say, win implies a win-lose. In a win-lose situation, you have an adversarial relationship. So why would city council and citizens be adversaries? When the people vote you on council. So something very amiss here. Something very amiss here. And I think Councilwoman Enix hit it on the head. She implied something which I'm enlarging upon. So it's very important for people behind me to come to more meetings so that these loud voices, which one I am one of, since I am now called the gadfly extraordinaire.
Mr. Antalics, I'm going to ask you to wrap it up.
Yeah, I understand.
Have other speakers.
Yes, but anyway, heed my warning.
Thank you, Mr. Antalics. Was there anyone else to the left who wanted to make comment who didn't have a chance to yet?
Martin Romrell, 26 West Market Street. First, I want to thank outgoing Council Member Enix for attending the December 6th, 2023 HARP meeting. It was the first time I can recall that a member of council attended a HARB meeting as an observer and not as an individual who had an item before the board. Thank you for listening witnessing what goes on at some HARB meetings. So I appreciate that, and we'll miss you as you move on to the next exciting chapter of your public service. On a separate matter, at the October 3rd City Council meeting, I lamented the apparent loss of my fellow citizens' First Amendment right to petition government in writing for citizens interested in an item to be voted on by HARB. The sentence on the agenda that used to say questions and comments may be submitted in advance of the hearing to, and it gives an email address, pointing info at bethlehem-pa.gov. Messages must include a name, phone number, and must be provided at least 24 hours in advance of the meeting. I and several citizens submitted such comments to the HARB meeting for September. Those comments were withheld from all the HARB members. Our rights were eviscerated, even though, the agenda afforded us that option. And then in October and November and December, and again for January, this sentence is missing from the HARB agenda. And I wondered aloud if other city boards had mysteriously and with no announcement had a similar change in their public participation procedures, a change that would limit public input and deprive citizens of their First Amendment right to petition government. It has been 3 months, and to my knowledge, no one has been interested in that answer. So I looked it up myself. Apparently, the HCC, the Historic Conservation Commission, the Southside Historic District's guardians, made the very same change from September of 2023 to October, removing the section of their agenda welcoming written comment for those not able to attend in person. I don't know if anyone in the city is listening, but I do have a question. Why? I printed up 2 copies of these, so I don't have enough for everyone. But maybe I'll give it to the 2 people who asked the most questions, and maybe the 1 person that's going to be voted off the island later today. Thank you.
Well, that's September where you're allowed to comment, and that's October where you should shut up or move to the township. You can have a copy too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ronald. Anyone else still left who wants to make a comment? We didn't have a chance yet. Turning to the center, anyone in the center who wants to make a comment? The wide center, down in the front.
Hi, good evening. My name is Suzanne Virgilio. I live at 522 Long Street in Bethlehem. My husband and I are here tonight to support Grace Smith being voted as council president. We have had issues in a recent move with some situations going on in our immediate living area, and there's no doubt as to who we called for help, and it was Mr. Colon and Ms. Smith, and their integrity was beyond our expectations. They responded immediately, helped us to get some answers, and I think that their longstanding reign on council certainly supports them being in leadership positions, which they sincerely deserve. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Virgilio. Is there anyone else in the wide center who wanted to make comment this evening in the center?
My name is Suzanne Blauvelt. I'm from 29 West Locust Street, Bethlehem, PA. I'm just here to show my support for Grace Cramsey, and I'm hoping that she's going to be able to continue her role as vice president or perhaps assume the role of president. She's the first person I call when I have a problem, and she's the only person on council I see other than election years. So I'd just like to show my support for her. And thanks for your service.
Does Is there anyone else in the Wide Center who wants to make comment? Miss?
Good evening, Anna Smith, 631 Ridge Street in South Bethlehem. First, I just wanted to say thank you to Dr. Van Wert and Dr. Enix for all that you have done in your years on council. It's been a pleasure working with both of you, and I really appreciate Dr. Van Wert, your hard work on the issue of affordable housing, and finally getting to see some of the ideas that you brought to the table years ago coming to fruition now through the city's affordable housing strategy. So thanks for being one of the first people to talk about ADUs in the city, and I hope that this council and administration are going to make that a reality for you. But we know you were the first one to bring that up. And Dr. Enix, thank you so much for all of your support for issues on the South Side and your concern and your listening ear. We're grateful for your service. I've had the pleasure of working, I think, with every single one of you on different issues throughout our community, and have seen your commitment to the city of Bethlehem, whether it's working with Grace in the early days of the Affordable Housing Task Force as she was figuring out, you know, what strategies we need to tackle in the city and researching inclusionary zoning, getting to know Hillary now in her role and her work with Choice Neighborhoods, getting to see Michael getting his hands dirty at Marvine Elementary School, picking up dirt and gardening and bringing his very own arroz con gandules to every year to the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. You know, your commitment to your neighborhood where you grew up is really quite admirable. Getting to know Kira through her work on the South Side on Fig Magazine and now at Touchstone and at Lehigh, she's been a great partner in a lot of the work that we're able to do through Community Action and Southside Tomorrow on the South Side. So really grateful for, you know, all that each of you do and all of your commitments. I have no doubt that whoever's elected this evening will serve council well. But I did want to just make one special shout out to Councilwoman Leon this evening. I've had the pleasure of working alongside Rachel on Southside issues now for a few years. She serves as the chairperson of our Public and Green Space Committee on the Southside. She's cleaned up every single park on the Southside, dedicating one Saturday a month, even in the rain, picking up trash. When we have families that are about to lose their homes, she's the first person I call. We've been able to keep families in their homes thanks to Rachel's connections and dedicated efforts to secure funding and support. Her work with so many different city departments to serve as a liaison when our neighbors are having challenges on the South Side, whether it's someone who's having problems with their sidewalk or a tree, she knows who to call, she gets the problem solved, and our community members are so grateful for that. And so and this is no way a slight toward any other council member. I know you all are great leaders, but I didn't want to go with just without recognizing Councilwoman Leon's leadership this evening. As you know, one of our younger and newer members to council, I think she's going to be a great future leader, whether it's tonight or in another year, and I hope that folks will consider her for a leadership position because she represents our entire city so well, but especially our Southside community, which is a group that, you know, hasn't always been so well represented on city council over the years. Olga was one of our first that we're proud to have here tonight, we're very lucky to have you, Rachel, and just wanted to say that this evening. I wish the new council the best of luck. I'm so excited to see what you tackle in the coming years, and I'm really looking forward to working with all of you, particularly on issues of community development and affordable housing throughout our city. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the Wide Center who wanted to make comment who hasn't had a chance to yet? I'll look at Ms. Marrero.
Delia Morrow, 607 Malin Street. Just to piggyback off of what Anna has said, I did want to come up here and make sure I acknowledge Ms. Rachel Leon's leadership in this community. She has provided continuous service to our wider Bethlehem community. Not only has she served our country, but she continues to serve our community on a regular and ongoing basis with grace and dignity and integrity. So I wanted to make sure I also came here to support Ms. Leon's leadership in this community, and that to ensure that council also understands that she is a very valued member of our community, and we do really look to Rachel for leadership in many, many different capacities. And thank you all for your service as well.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to the Y Center who wanted to make comment? There he is.
There he is. I'll be brief. My name is Alex Hirsch. I work part-time at 738 Center Street. Last meeting, I made my resolution ahead of time for the year that I would burn my full 5 minutes. And as an act of grace and compassion, I will not do that tonight. But I will make every effort to do that in the future. I just briefly introduced myself to the incoming council members. I live here part-time. Split my time between here and Rhode Island, and 536 days ago, I made the outrageous step of registering my vehicle in Rhode Island, and apparently there's just no possible way for me to have a residential parking permit now. So I come every 2 weeks roughly and give you an update on how many days it's been and ask for some assistance, and see you in a couple weeks. So happy New Year, everybody. Thank you to everybody who has served and is outgoing, and welcome to the incoming folks. I'll see you soon. And also, I think you should ask her to leave. She served the city well, and for her to sit here all night for the rest of this meeting is just not right.
And thank you, Mr. Hirsch, and a happy New Year to you as well. Is there anyone else in the Y Center who had to make comment who didn't have a chance to yet? Is there anyone to the right? Is there anyone out in the hallway who wants to make comment? Well, then that concludes our first public comment. Thank you, everybody. Moving on to the second public comment. So that's anything that council is going to vote on as in terms of resolutions or ordinances for old council, current council seated up here. No one had signed up, so is there anyone who wanted to make comment on any of the actual ordinances or resolutions on the agenda? No one signed up. I look to the left. I turn to the Y Center. To the right. All right, that's going to conclude our public comment. Thank you, everybody. Moving on to old business. Any old business from members of council? Seeing none. Moving on to communications. Communication 6A.
December 12th, 2023, memorandum and attached resolution from Police Chief. Correction Police Captain Michael Lee serve in support of the 2023 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant. An application is being made to receive up to $39,617. This grant would be used to continue improvements to the police department computer hardware and software.
I will accept a motion in a second to schedule a public hearing on the proposed 2023 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant for Tuesday, January 16, 2024 at 7 p.m. here in Town Hall.
So moved. Second.
So a motion by Councilwoman Kwiatek, second by Councilwoman Wilhelm. Any discussion? We'll call the roll on the motion.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The public hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, January 16, 2024 at 7 p.m. here in Town Hall. Moving on to reports. So I have the annual President of Council report. I will try to breeze through it for the sake of everybody. The 2023 Council President's report. So the report always begins most years with statistics. For instance, we can go over that there were 24 regular meetings and 17 committee meetings and budget sessions, resulting in the adoption of 259 resolutions, and we had passed 51 ordinances in 2023. But the real impact is always beyond the numbers of what we can report. With the pandemic behind us in 2023, it's time to move on and get back to business, as we're all here, thankfully, in Town Hall. Bethlehem is making the most of what is to be considered a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as we rebound and thrive, in part thanks to the $34.4 million in appropriations that we received through the American Rescue Plan Act. This federal money was announced in 2022 for pandemic recovery, and the city has seen fit to use it in several ways, including recover revenue loss, invest in our infrastructure, and establish an affordable housing fund. And as we pursue different homeless initiatives here in the city. Projects funded by these federal dollars surged ahead in 2023. Some such as street paving are complete, a And there's always more street paving to do, as Mr. Alcala always tells us. And others are less immediate and require more thorough planning. To this end, Council has enthusiastically supported a new initiative to combat homelessness and the affordable housing crisis by conducting four community development committee meetings in 2023 to review the city housing needs assessment and strategic plan that was submitted by our Department of Community and Economic Development. Plans are underway to create at least one homeless shelter and provide affordable housing units. Council continues to encourage these efforts by authorizing millions of dollars in funding and eagerly awaits advanced planning meetings in 2024 as we look to bring these conversations closer to a reality. In 2023, City Council has similarly been enthusiastic in support of our application for the $500,000 HUD Choice Neighborhoods Planning Grant, which has been widely reported, that could lead the way toward replacing the 196-unit Pembroke Village that was constructed in 1941. The Pembroke Choice Neighborhood Plan will set out a community-led effort for the transformation of the distressed public housing neighborhood into viable mixed-income neighborhoods and up to 400, 600 potentially new housing units throughout the area. This is one of many strategies that Council has supported for addressing housing affordability challenges. Council has additionally been supportive of a grant application for up to $10 million to further fund multiple housing strategies. Council has also supported and applauded aggressive efforts to obtain grant money by authorizing the hiring of a grant writer. In addition to successful awards and applications still being considered, highlights of these efforts have yielded $250,000 toward a plan to revitalize Friendship Park, $500,000 toward purchasing land to close the trail gap on the Greenway, and most recently, again, as was widely reported, $10 million towards the transformative infrastructure plan for our West Broad Street. Council also eagerly supported administrative efforts in recent years to pay down debt, realizing that fiscal restraint now will continue to pay dividends in the years to come. Bethlehem has gone from debt of nearly $171 million as recent as 2015 to about $99 million in debt to start 2024. The city has paid down more than $71 million in 9 years. The debt amount is projected to fall to somewhere between $55 million, hopefully by this time in 2028, the near future. In November, Council held three budget hearings. Presentations brought to life the people behind the good work behind what's done here in City Hall is that we met from our bureau chiefs and a lot of city employees who typically are not here in council chambers. And we also heard about a move that's estimated to save about $13 million when our public works department took on a big infrastructure project back in 2007, which led to right now realizing close to $13 million in savings as it related to purchasing our streetlight poles from PPL. And those savings are only going to continue to grow thanks to the foresight at the time and the wisdom that previous councils and administrations had. That brings us to the close of 2023 and a look ahead to our new year. As we have talked about tonight, we recognize Dr. Enix and Dr. Van Wert for their service on council, and both of them who I wish nothing but the best in their retirement. I'll see you around all the time. I'll see you at the grocery store. I'll see you at work this week at Graysdale. But I do appreciate the work that has been done over the couple years by Dr. Enix and by Dr. Van Wert. And tonight we welcome Mr. Callahan and Ms. Laird, who are here to be sworn in this evening. So I look forward to continuing to work together in the new year. And that is my report for 2023. Okay. Mr. Mayor, you have anything to report tonight?
You just read a lot of things we did last year, too. But thank you, President Colon. And this is a celebratory night, so I will keep my comments today brief. But I do want to just acknowledge our departing members from this room. And start with Ms. Farber, who was not here last time, and I just want to thank Ms. Farber for her incredible service to the city. I think you're definitely one of the longest running elected officials the city of Bethlehem has had. Participation on the pension board was one that I think was the thing that we worked the closest on. But I just want to thank you for your service. I don't know anybody that could possibly say one negative thing about you. You're pointing to the people next to you. I can't speak for them, but at least in City Hall, I've never known anybody that said anything, but, Kaya is just, she represents the best of what we are in Bethlehem, and I just want to thank you again for your service,
and I only live a few blocks away. I'm sure I will continue to run into you on a regular basis as you continue to do everything wonderful in our community. So congratulations again. Thank you. And then last time we had made some comments, so I will just keep them brief about Wandolin and Page. But I think one thing that we didn't say last time was that both Wandolin and Page represent kind of the dichotomy that is our city, in that one of the two individuals has lived here for a long time, and Paige, I think you've lived here for about a decade. But one of the special things about where we are in 2024 as a city is that we have combined what we have always been, what we were, with new ideas, with creativity. And Wandolin, I think every time you talked to us as a group about the history of our city, about both your own personal history, your own familiar history, but also our history as we were reminded about what it is that we respect so much about who we are and how we can connect that going forward. And, obviously, as Ms. Santoro said last time, it was just trailbreaking service for you. And once again, I want to thank you for everything that you've done. And, Paige, and the one thing I would say about both of you is, it's not in this room about agreeing. It's just having good reasons to disagree. And sometimes that's the best thing that we can ask for, is that we are always, it's a democracy. And sometimes people think we should do A, and sometimes people think we should do B. And it comes down to, do we have merit-based reasons? Do we have a rationale? Is there some type of intellectual reason behind that? Rather than just she wants to do this or he wants to do this or some type of personal interest. And I can say that over the years with the two of you, as with everybody in City Council, there's been times that we've agreed, times that we've disagreed. Paige in particular, we've I've known you for just a longer period of time, and it's one of the things I treasure the most are the long conversations we would have about what Bethlehem is, but also what Bethlehem can be, using other cities as models and thinking about what it is that we can take from other places and take that creativity. Because unquestionably, one of the things that Bethlehem has that's made its revitalization what it is the fact that we've been able to hold on to a lot of people, but also attract creative, dynamic people from other places that want to be a part of our community. And I think the two of you represent both parts of our city. And I just can't thank you enough. Met several members of our administration. I want to thank the both of you as well for being unanimously supportive of our initiatives over the past couple of years, whether or not they be housing, whether or not they be sustainability, understanding what federal grant dollars were out there, how we necessarily invest in our parks, but also how we think about things, how we can think outside of the box, and how we don't necessarily need to do things exactly the way that we've done them before. We can use that as a model. We can respect our history, but also build on it. And I want to just thank the two of you again for being just incredibly supportive of me personally and also of the administration and of our city. So we will certainly miss you. But as I think President Colon said, you're still going to be around, and I hope you guys are actively involved in everything within our community. And once again, on behalf of the administration and the city, I want to say thank you. And with that being said, Mr. Colon, that will conclude my report.
We always need volunteers for our authorities, boards, and commissions.
I already told Paige and Wanda that. So.
Moving on to our ordinances for final passage, I will ask the clerk to read Bill 53 of 2023.
Of the Council of the City of Bethlehem, Lehigh, and North Andrew Counties, Pennsylvania, an ordinance prohibiting the sale of dogs and amending Article 1159 of the Bethlehem Codified Ordinances. Bill 53, 2023, is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Councilwoman Francis-Smith.
I just want to say thank you to all the council members who unanimously supported this ordinance at our last meeting, and I hope that we continue to support tonight. I know our furry friends in Bethlehem and throughout the communities, as well as their families, are very grateful too. Thank you.
Any other discussion from members of council? Mr. Miller, call the roll, please.
Ms. Francie Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. We have no new ordinances tonight. We have no resolutions tonight. Any new business from members of council? Ms. Leon?
I'm sorry. I know that it's like ceremony.
The floor is yours.
But since the topic of Airbnbs was brought up, I'm wondering, and probably not tonight because it is a little bit more ceremonial, but if we could have a conversation about Airbnb administration. It's important to keep our housing stock and not have people buy up houses, but the Airbnb program has been very helpful for people that are able to rent out one room in their house. It's really been financial stability for people who haven't had it. So maybe we can have a conversation about that, or if there's some funding that we can use to help people who are on a little bit more of a fixed income to pay for those fees that they would have to go in front of the zoning hearing board or something like that. Just something to consider on a not so ceremonial night.
Any other new business for members of council? All right. So we are going to adjourn Cine DA, if my Latin pronunciation is correct, and we are going to proceed with our turnover.
Will the following council members please take seats in the audience? Mr. Cologne, Dr. Enix, and Dr. Van Wert.
If I walk out, I assure you I'm not leaving. I'm just grabbing my dog.
Council, Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Present.
Ms. Quiatek.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Present.
And Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
The certificates of election have been presented. Northampton County Common Pleas Judge John M. Morganelli will conduct the swearing in of the Treasurer, Kathy Fox, and Council-elect Brian Callahan, Council-elect Michael Cologne, and Council-elect Colleen Laird. Would Judge Morganelli please approach the front of the council table? Mr. Callahan, please approach the front of the council table with anyone accompanying him and then return to their seats after the oath is administered.
Before we proceed, I just want to say thank the former president of council, Mr. Cologne, for inviting me tonight to administer the oath to the newly elected officials. Some of you may know I had the pleasure of serving as the very first city council solicitor from 1986 to 92 when I was then elected district attorney. So I have a fondness for this body, and of course I've been a lifelong resident of this city myself as well. So it's an honor to be here to meet and greet and to do this oath tonight. Mr. Callahan, at this time, if you could raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I, Brian Callahan.
I, Brian Callahan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office as councilman.
And I will discharge the duties of my office as councilman.
As councilman of the city of Bethlehem.
As councilman of the city of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge.
Good luck to you. For all of you. I'll return this to the clerk. Very well. Michael G. Cologne.
Would Mr. Cologne please approach the front of the council table with anyone accompanying him and then return to his seats after the oath is administered?
Wow. Very well. At this time, if you could please raise your right hand while you're holding this child, beautiful child. And repeat after me. I, Michael G. Cologne.
I, Michael Gabriel Cologne.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
As a councilman of the city of Bethlehem.
As a councilman of the city of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations. thank you. Colleen Laird.
Would Ms. Laird please approach the front of the council table with anyone accompanying her and then return to her seat after the oath is administered?
Hi, I'm John. I don't think we've met, but nice to have you here. John? I see, so beautiful. If you could please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Colleen Laird.
I, Colleen Laird.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
That I will discharge the duties of my office.
As a city councilwoman of the city of Bethlehem.
As a city councilwoman of the city of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you. Kathy A. Fox.
Would Ms. Fox please approach the front of the council table along with anyone accompanying her and then return to her seat after the oath is administered?
If you'd please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kathy A. Fox.
I, Kathy A. Fox.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend. The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
As Treasurer of the City of Bethlehem.
As Treasurer of the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations, Kathy. And best of luck to you.
Elected council members, please come forward to take their seats at the city council table. The temporary seating order until a president is elected will be as follows, beginning from left, Mr. Callahan, Mr. Cologne, Ms. Francis Smith, Ms. Kliatek. I will ask City Solicitor Spurk to join us this evening for election of President and Vice President. Ms. Laird, Ms. Leone, and Ms. Wilhelm. The newly constituted elected council, Mr. Callahan.
Present.
Mr. Cologne.
Present.
Ms. Francie Smith.
Present.
Ms. Kliatek.
Present.
Ms. Laird.
Present.
Ms. Leone.
Present.
And Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
Members of council shall nominate president of council and vice president of council in accordance with Robert's Rules of Order. Nominations are from the floor. I now turn the nomination process and election of President, Vice President over to City Solicitor Jacksburg.
Thank you. In accordance with Council rules and Robert's Rules of Order, the election procedures will be as follows. I will first ask for nominations for the office of President of Council. Each Council member may nominate no more than one person. No second is required. After each nomination for the office of president, I will ask if there are any additional nominations. When there are no additional nominations, I will declare the nominations closed. At that point, we will proceed directly to the election, and I will ask the clerk to call the roll. Each council member will respond by declaring his or her vote by stating the name of the person they are voting for as president. Council members are allowed to vote for themselves. Four votes are required for the election of a council office. After the president has been elected, we will repeat the same process for council vice president. Are there any questions as to the procedure? Hearing none, I then declare that nominations are now in order for the office of president of council for the term January 2024 through January 2026.
Mr. Spurr.
Mr. Callahan.
Thank you. I think, first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I want to thank everybody who voted for me. And I want to thank everybody who spoke tonight about raising our voices, as Dr. Nick said. And I think that's one of the things that's really important. We're not here as a rubber stamp of the administration. We're here to work with them and make our city better. And that's what I intend to do for the next 4 years. I think it's what we should be doing right now is possibly for the first time ever, we have five very capable women up here. No slight to Mr. Colon, you know, he's done a nice job. He's been on council, but I'm sure in this day and age, in 2024, in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I wish the Girl Scouts would have hung out here tonight. Maybe they could have seen possibly the first president female of Bethlehem City Council. But I would like to, I was going to nominate any woman, but since no one else has been spoken about tonight, I would proudly like to nominate Grace Cramsey Smith as sitting as a president of City Council. I think it's due time that we've had a woman as a City Council president. Thank you.
Grace Cramsey Smith is nominated. I think Dolores Caskey was a president of council.
I believe Dolores Caskey was.
Back in the day as well. Yeah. Dolores Cramsey Smith has Grace Cramsey Smith has been nominated. Are there other nominations for president?
I nominate Michael Colon.
Michael Colon is nominated. Are there any additional nominations for president? Hearing none, I now declare the nominations closed. We will proceed to the balloting. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Grace Cramsey Smith.
Mr. Colon?
Mr. Colon.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Grace Cramsey Smith.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Michael Colon.
Ms. Laird?
Michael Colon.
Ms. Leon?
Michael Colon.
And Ms. Wilhelm?
Michael Colon.
The results are 5-2. Mr. Colon has been elected council president for the term January 2024 through January 2026. The floor is now open for nominations for the office of council vice president for the term January 2024 through January 2026. Nominations.
Mr. Spurr,
the office vice president. Mr. Colon.
I'd like to nominate Councilwoman Rachel Leon. And would comments be appropriate at this time? I would just say I've gotten to know, and I'll just say this, my nomination and support of any, well, it would be Rachel as it relates to council vice president this evening, does not come with criticism of anyone else interested in this position. More support of Councilwoman Leon, who I've gotten to know the last couple years with her time on council, and someone who is shown, as we've heard, not tonight, but at different meetings in different capacities, just a willingness to be involved and engaged that I think is admirable. And I say that as council president. And I think that Ms. Leon has been a remarkable leader in and outside of council chambers. And I will nominate her as vice president.
Are there other nominations for the office of vice president? Mr. Callahan.
I would like to nominate Grace Cramsey Smith as vice president. She's done a fine job as the sitting vice president, and I think it'd be a strong team going forward with her and Mr. Colon as our leadership.
Grace Grace Ramsey Smith is nominated for Vice President. Are there additional nominations for Vice President? Hearing none, I declare the nominations are closed. We'll proceed to the balloting. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Grace Ramsey Smith.
Mr. Colon?
Rachel Leon.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Grace Ramsey Smith.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Rachel Leon.
Ms. Laird?
Rachel Leon.
Ms. Leon?
Rachel Leon.
And Ms. Wilhelm?
Rachel Leon.
Vote is 5-2. Ms. Leon is elected Council Vice President for the term January 2024 to January 2026. This concludes the election process, and the Council President will take the chair.
Start our second council meeting this evening with public comment. As is customary, this is a new council meeting. This is for any public comment for anything not being voted on this evening. We exhausted our previous list, so we will start again. I'll go around the room for anyone who wanted to address council for anything not being voted on tonight. So I will start to the left. Is there anyone who wanted to make comment on anything that we're currently not going to vote on? I turn to the Y Center. Is there anyone who wants to make comment on anything not being voted on this evening? And I turn to the right. Is there anyone, Mr. Zettelmore?
I'd like to thank the mayor and also city council for what you're doing with our streetscapes. I travel very much up Hayes Street, and the ridges in those roads would have jostled anybody left and right, only because, again, of the increased truck traffic due to our warehouse explosion. You're going to see a lot more even residential streets go that same way, because when you have 40,000 tons that has to stop in like 2 seconds, the road gives, not the truck. So I would strongly encourage our public works director to take a look at that on a case-by-case basis as to where those trucks are going, because I've seen 40-foot trucks even this evening turn right around the Performing Arts Center, and they could barely make the swing until people backed away. So again, it's a whole question of where the rubber meets the road, and I would strongly suggest that we start looking at redoing parts of 4th Street coming down the hill as well, because that's a washboard as well as in front of our Bethlehem Southside Library, and as well as the post office, which are, again, public facilities where everybody uses them. But the problem being is that there's old railroad tracks underneath, and I think the streets need a total reconstruction, because what you're having is the railroads like this, and everything else is being on either side of the rails. The old former Lehigh Valley Transit Company. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zettelmoyer. Anyone else want to make comment on anything not being voted on? Well, that concludes our second public comment. Continuing on to reports, I don't have anything additionally to report from earlier, other than I just wanted to say thank you to the council members who have supported me this evening, to the council members who did not. I hope we can still find a good working relationship as we move forward, and it's always been an honor and a pleasure, as I've stated at previous council meetings, to serve on council to begin with, and I look forward to doing my best to serve as council president into this new year and next year as well. So thank you. Mr. Mayor, do you have anything new to report this evening?
No, I just want to congratulate three members as they were sworn in tonight. We are looking forward to continuing to move the city forward. We had a great last 2 years. We're looking forward to a great next 2 years as well. So once again, congratulations to the new members, and we're looking forward to working together.
So before I address Father Andy and adjourn this meeting, any other we'll say new business for members of council, given the, I know it kind of all happened pretty quickly just now with the vote. Was there anything any members of council wanted to impart before I turn it over to Father Andy? Ms. Wilhelm?
excuse me, I just wanted to thank all of you who came tonight, those of you who stayed, and to those who took the time to speak on behalf of a candidate of your choosing. I think it's pretty wonderful that we have multiple members who could serve well and would serve well. Sort of a nice problem to have. So thank you all for your interest in leadership roles. And congratulations, President Colon and Ms. Leon.
Thank you. Anything else from members of council? Father Andy, I invite you up to give us our benediction.
Thank you all, and trusted my prayers for you and for the good of all the work that is to come out of this council. Let us pray. Lord God, from whom all blessings flow, we give you thanks for your servants who present themselves for your service to our community. Allow your blessings to shower down upon this city and these members and staff of our city council, so that your light will shine through them in a powerful way for the good of all. As you read in the book of Numbers, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you, Father Andy. This meeting is adjourned.